If you want to start creating and selling digital products, come join us over in the Digital Magic membership. You get access to my digital product bootcamp, 30 digital product ideas every single month, exclusive masterclasses, co-working sessions, 50 ways to promote your digital product, and so much more. Head on over to herownmagic.com/DMM, and I will see you there. What's up, magical human? Hey, if you're like me and you want to create a bigger impact on the world, why not share your knowledge and talents with others? Welcome to the podcast, where I share marketing strategies, product creation tips, and real-life stories of how women all over the world are using their knowledge and creativity to build a life and business they love on their terms. I'll share with you over a decade of knowledge and show you how you can take what you already know and do and package it into a digital product like a course, membership site, or digital download that sells globally. I'm Amy Jo, and you're listening to the Digital Magic Podcast. Now, you guys know I love digital products. I love everything about it. I love digital downloads. I love courses. I love membership sites. I love Amazon KDP. I love, there's a lot out there that I love. And the reason that I love it is because it gives you flexibility. Now, as some of you may know, if you've been following my podcast for a minute, you know that I started out working one-to-one. June 1st, 2015 is when I quit my sales job and went all in on myself and in my online business. And I started doing one-on-one coaching, one-on-one consulting, specifically helping people with their blogs, their websites. And I learned a lot. And I honestly tell people, if you've never come into the online space or you're new to the online space, it really helps you when you do that one-to-one work. You start talking with people, you see how you can actually support them. You start, you know, getting in there and hearing directly from them what they're struggling with and how you can help. So it's very important, the one-to-one work that you do, but you have to be very aware of your time, your energy, and your scale for burnout. How quickly are you going to get on that burnout train? And for me, it was about 18 months. And then I was like, wait, the only way that I can make income is when I'm sitting in front of my computer, when I'm doing these coaching calls, when I'm doing, you know, these one-to-one Zoom sessions with my clients. That's a problem. Because at some point, I'm going to get capped. My energy is going to be capped. My income is going to be capped because I'm doing this one-to-one work. I don't have a digital offer. I don't have, you know, any additional online revenue streams that can be coming in if I do need a break or I do want to take a vacation or I want to go do this and that. And so digital products became very essential. And I remember making that very first digital offer. I had looked around online like, how are these other people not burning out? I'm so tired. And they had digital offers, they had courses, they had PDFs, they had workbooks that people could buy and download. And I'm like, wait, if you're selling stuff like that, you don't have to be sitting in front of your computer. Ah. And then it was like all the stars aligned. And I was like, that is the direction we are going here, people. And so I went all in on trying to figure out the digital product universe. Like, how do we even set these things up? How do I even, you know, create one? How do I set it up to where so when someone purchases it, they get it delivered automatically without me like emailing them the link. How do I do this? And so once we started putting those, you know, one foot in front of the other, learning these things, giving ourselves time and grace to like learn how this stuff works, that is when I really understood the magnitude of digital products. You get your energy back, you get your freedom back, you get your time back, you get flexibility, you get opportunity, you get so many positives, so many positives. And I think one of the coolest things for me personally that digital products have allowed me to do, digital offers, digital products, and just setting my business up in a way that works for me, not the other way around like it used to, is when I had my son in 2018, I had my online business somewhat established. I was kind of doing the thing. I knew how to make money online. I knew how to make digital products. I knew how to sell. I knew all of that. And I had this little peanut, this little 8-pound, 6-ounce little baby that I had just brought home from the hospital. And I knew, even just by looking at him, I'm like, I want to spend as much time with you as humanly possible. Like, I never want to work for anybody else. I never wanted to be in a position again of having to ask anyone for time with the people that I love, which if you know, like before I quit my job in 2015, I had to ask permission to get married and take time off to like go on my honeymoon and get married. And we got married on a Thursday. Like, that's not typical, you know? And I'm like, I just don't want to do that. I want to make my own schedule. I'm going to do my own thing. I want to have like full control of what I'm doing. And so it became very apparent when I became a mom. I'm like, okay, I want to invest as much time as I can into my son and spend as much time with him and just never miss a moment ever. And that's what I have been able to do. And I remember being on the playground with him making 6 sales on autopilot because I had a system in place, because I had my sales system in place that didn't require me to sit at my computer. Okay. Are you understanding? Are you understanding the magic of digital products? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Now I know, especially if you're newer to the scene of digital products, if you're, you know, just coming into this, it feels very overwhelming because you're like, wait, do I need a website? Do I need Etsy? What do I even sell? How do I make this thing? How do I set up that sales thing? And I want you to take a breath right now. Give yourself some grace to learn the thing. And a lot of people out there, all over TikTok, all over Instagram, are saying, you know, I created this digital product and I made, you know, a ridiculous amount of money yesterday and I created it 2 days ago and this could be you and da-da-da-da. And I'm sure that that does happen, sure, but that was not how it was for me. And a lot of the people in my masterminds and who I work with and the people I've learned from, they have so many trials and so many errors and so many failures and so many things that happen before they get to that point. So a lot of people don't talk about that. And so I want you to remind yourself to give yourself some grace to learn this process. Okay, so we're learning the process not just of creating your digital product and figuring out like what you actually want to put out there, what you actually want to sell. You know, do you actually want to create a course? Do you want to create a download? Do you want to have a membership community where you support them regularly? Like, what is it that you actually want to create? How do you create that thing? And then how do you start running traffic, if you want to get technical, but bringing people into your space? There's a lot of little pieces. And so give yourself grace at every little piece because there's a lot to learn here. There really is. I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot. I'm still learning stuff every day. So here we go. We're giving ourselves grace. We're learning the process. We're getting out there. We're feeling more confident in what we've created and how we're selling. I want you to focus on this one thing. As you are deciding all of this, as you're moving forward, as you're getting out there, I want you to focus on the impact that you and your products can make. And I know you may be thinking like, oh, I'm just thinking about, you know, creating planners or journals, or I don't even know like what that impact would even look like. I'm not sure what I want to do. So I want you to sit with that and feel into that and feel how you want to show up in this world. Like, what is going to make you proud at the end of the day of something that you created and put out there for the world to see? What's going to make you proud? What are you going to like? If a group of your girlfriends all got together and you all had dinner and everyone's going around like what they're working on or what they're doing, like what would you be like beaming and so excited to share? Like, this is what I created. This is what I'm doing. What does that look like? So I want you to think about that. Start making some notes. Write it all down. And focus on the impact that you want to make. Something that's going to make you proud and make you show up and start creating. And with that, I want to tell you about this really cool story. Now, if you have been in the online webs, maybe you know her, or maybe you know her through me, or maybe I can introduce you to her. Her name is Liz Wilcox, and she has a membership. It's a low-ticket membership. It's a $9 per month membership, and it's called the Email Marketing Membership. And what she does is she supports business owners with their email marketing. She delivers a email template once a week, every Monday, that her members can tweak and send out to their email list. So it helps business owners stay consistent and stay showing up and getting in front of their audience. I was in it for over a year when I fully lost my voice. I could not figure out how to show up for my audience. I'm like, what do I even say? Like, what is my voice? What is my message that I'm trying to like convey to people? And so it really helped me find that voice again and show up and get consistent and know like what I want to say. So it's amazing. But let me tell you about Liz for a minute. Before she had this, she had a blog. She had an RV blog. And this blog grew and grew, and she actually ended up selling it. So how cool is that, by the way? super awesome. So she ends up selling this RV blog, and she got experience with like email marketing, blogging, you know, growing a digital asset, like growing that blog, making money from that blog. It was a money-making blog through like affiliate programs and things like that. And so she ended up selling it, and she's like, how am I going to, you know, continue? What do I want to create next? What is that impact I want to make? Who can I help and who can I serve? All of these questions are things that you need to be asking yourself as well. And so once she figured that out, like, she's like, I'm really good at, you know, email marketing and my open rates are amazing, my click rates and She's like, if I could create this thing, like this marketing membership, and I can deliver these templates, that's going to make an impact. That's going to help me support these business owners to help grow their businesses as well. So she's focused on the impact, but also I know she's focused on how can I set up my life in a way that's going to fit me, where I can live my life on my terms. I can do what I want to do. I set my own schedule. I work when I want to. So she's also keeping that in mind, right? And so last year, she's had this, I think, almost 3 years, and she's at about 4,000 members, more than 4,000 members at this point. She wants to grow it to 10,000, and I know she's going to get there because she's amazing. So last year, she decided she's going to take the whole summer off, right? So she tells everyone, she's like, I'm taking the whole summer off. My sister will be answering any emails or anything that come in if you need support. But she had written these templates, scheduled everything out. Everything's automated. She set herself up. She takes a whole summer off, like at least 3 months. But guess why? We just found out that she actually did that because she's on Survivor, the TV show. So not only does she have this business that she has built that she can customize and run it the way that she wants to, she has the opportunity now to still generate income through the entire summer because she automated everything. Because she set up her business the way that she wants to, in a way that like serves her, to where she can actually like live her life and not be dependent by sitting in front of a screen. But now she gets the opportunity, which she already did. She already filmed it. She's going to be on this season. Liz Wilcox, look her up. She's going to be on this season of Survivor. But how cool is this? So sit with this for a second. Are you seeing what I'm saying? She built this digital asset that delivers something that makes an impact once a week to her audience that she can automate. Like, she can bulk create these email templates if she wants to through the year and then live her life on her terms, do what she wants. She has over 4,000 paying members inside of her membership. So if anybody tells you that your dream is crazy or that you can't grow it or like no one's going to pay $9 or that's too low, you should charge more, everyone's going to have their own opinion. Do you think she listened to anyone's opinion? Maybe the people to like help her grow, but not the people who are like, oh, you know, negative this, negative that. Why would you do this? Why would you do that? I've had people say, you know, about my price point, that's too low. That's too this, that's too that. No, you make your decisions, okay? And you live your life on your terms and you show up in the way that you want to, fully as who you are. I have followed Liz for a very, very long time, and I have watched from when she got her first 1,000 paying members to her 2,000, to her 3,000, and so on. And it has been a joy to watch. But also, she has always stuck to who she is. She shares fully who she is online. She lives in sync. Like, I know so much about her, and I've never even met her in person. And in fact, she did a training for my members inside of Digital Product Bootcamp, which I would love for you to check out if you want to. It's herownmagic.com/DMM. But she did a training for us talking about growing her membership. And it was just, it's amazing. She's amazing. But I hope this inspires you to go out and create your thing. Whatever your thing is, whatever you want to create, whatever you want to make, I hope this inspires you. And I want to encourage you to keep going. Even if it takes a while, even if it takes, you know, that learning curve of months or years, you know, however long it takes, have grace with yourself. Give yourself time to learn the strategies. There's a lot of strategies. There's a lot to learn here. You can do it. Keep going. I'll see you in the next episode. Aw, man, this episode's over, but that's okay. You can come hang out in the Digital Product Female Entrepreneurs Facebook group, hang out with thousands of us making digital products, creating awesome, cool things,
and selling them to the world. Come get inspired. Come hang out with us. There's thousands of us there, and we cannot wait to support you. Now, if you need some ideas on digital products that you can create and sell, go to herownmagic.com and download my freebie. It's 65 digital products you can create and sell by this weekend. It is waiting for you there. Go check it out. And you have an amazing week. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next time. Go create your own magic.